It's Mary
and Jenny,
and we came into our identities in our 30s.
This is Queerly,
where we do life in community.
Hey Jenny.
Hello.
And hey Queer Dope Souls.
Hey Queer Dope Souls, we're back again. And for this episode, instead of just saying one joy, how we usually start our episodes, we're actually going to be talking about our joys all throughout the episode. So today really is about celebrating joy in the now. And, you know, we just felt like we wanted to catch up and talk about our joys.
You know, it's so interesting. For me, actually, this topic is very interesting because, one, I've come to realize that joy actually plays such a vital role in my wellness, in life generally. Mm-hmm. It's like so important, even at times when I feel like either I'm getting super stressed out or flustered, then I'm always like, okay, I think I'm not having enough joy in my life. So I'm so glad we're talking about this, honestly.
Yeah.
And so as we were thinking about the different joys and like doing our own personal reflections on what this topic means for us, the thing I always start with is I go to the dictionary and like, okay, what is joy? And so what I found from the Oxford Languages Dictionary is joy can be defined as a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And I'm like, okay, so this has got to do with anything, one, that gives you happiness and anything that gives you pleasure. And I think the key word in here is something that makes you smile, basically, or laugh. You know that belly rumbling laugh that comes from deep within. So I was like, okay, so I think just thinking about these kinds of activities that help, you know, like just make laughter, you know, burst out of us. But the other thing that, like, I thought about was, like, joy comes from within. That's the honest truth. It's something that, it's almost like a decision. I'm not going to say it's a decision, but it's not an external factor. It's something that comes from deep within us. It's something I think that maybe, I don't know, something that resonates with you or something that you resonate with. I don't know, that doesn't make sense. But yeah,
it does feel make like sense. It really comes from like intrinsically, like when you really fully feel that joy, it really comes from within, like you said. I mean, you can seek it from external factors, but is it really giving you that fulfillment and joy that you're seeking? No, who knows? Some people, they do seek, or they do gain, or they do get joy from, you know, external factors. But for us, it feels very internal and intrinsic.
Yeah. I actually like your definition, your word, the use of intrinsic, because you can quantify that. You can't like put a number to it. It's intrinsic. It comes from a deep satisfaction on the inside of you. So I like that definition.
Yeah.
Like even as I was thinking, okay, because one of the things was like, okay, what is your source of joy? I'm like, okay, what's my source of joy? And so I kind of like was going through my list of like things that bring me joy. And then to summarize it all, it just came down to people and play, period. Like all my activities that bring me joy either revolve around people or they're revolving around play. Like, and I was like, okay, so the key factor for me is play and joy. And I think sometimes like in life generally, or maybe in my community where I was raised, I don't want to say in life, in my community, is that sometimes there seem to be a negative connotation towards play. Or sometimes play seemed like such a luxurious, unattainable by many people. Like that luxurious thing that you do or that is unattainable by most people. But play in itself is so powerful. And it doesn't even have to be like luxurious as many people think. And because life, not everything we do has to have purpose. Like, for example, I could be playing like a board game or a card game with my family members, and the laughter that will come out of that. Like, by the time that game is done, there's like so much joy, the winners, the word, the strategies. So I think play and people for me like summarized it all. So I'll ask you, Jenny, what is like your source of joy?
I think it's very similar to yours. I mean, I feel like you summed it up pretty well, people and play. And I think, I think for me, it's very similarly to yours. It is people, play, but also growth or ascension or the human experience. I think that gives me a lot of joy, whether that's learning, whether that's growing and evolving as an individual, or seeing someone else grow and evolve, or seeing your community learn and grow. You know, I just think the human experience itself brings me a lot of joy. And not to say that it's always joyful, you know, like the human experience is the human experience with such a wide range of experiences, emotions, and joyful being one of them. But I think for me, when I see like my source of joy, it really comes from like being able to like navigate in this world the way that I am, and going through that process of the human experience. And I feel like I get a lot of that from my mom, because she just has the most childlike wonder I've ever seen in any adult. Like, anytime she sees a sunset, and she has seen so many sunsets, right? But every single time she sees a sunset, she acts like it's the first time she's ever seen it, which is so beautiful, because she'll be looking out the window and she sees one. Wow, it's so beautiful. I can't believe it. Look at that. Like, she'll be like, Jenny, look at that, as if I've never seen the sunset before. And I think that's just like really, really wholesome and so beautiful to be able to see that, to find that joy in the everyday things that we might take for granted, you know?
Yeah, I have to say so many things about what you've just shared. One, you talked about the human experience, which is vast. And I'm like, okay, that is actually brilliant. To me, the human experience is up and down. It's either a mountain or a hilltop or a valley or swimming across a lake. It's like so varied, so many experiences. And I like that you talked about joy just being one of the experiences of you know, being human.
Yeah.
And I also like your mention of childlike wonder, and especially talking about your mom who has seen like a gazillion sunsets, which I'm just thinking about, and I'm like, okay, it's so true that like what you're saying is, to me, also feels like having a practice of like gratitude, you know, like having your gratitude moments of all like the amazing things you've like, the things that you're grateful for. And a lot of these things in passing, you could just ignore them or take them for granted. Like maybe being able to like open your eyes in the morning and go outside and stretch and breathe in that clean air. You know, it could be something that's like just so second nature that you take it for granted. But like when it comes down to like being grateful for all these small things that bring you joy, I feel like it adds this whole dimension of fullness and wellness to your life. Like, that's so astounding.
Absolutely.
And yeah, because the truth of the matter is this, Jenny. Life, sometimes our human experience can be tough. not all the time, but sometimes it can be tough. Like, for example, if I just look at like where I'm at in life, right? I have to balance things like bills, right? And the bills are huge, like, you know, rent, whatever I have to pay for, feed myself. But like joy, you know, the grind of, you know, going to work every day, the grind of staying up to date, like all these things are like sometimes can tire you out, or they can lead to fatigue. And then our fallback would be taking that moment of gratitude, or like that moment of delighting in the small things of nature that bring us joy. I just like everything you shared. It just made me think more about joy in itself, or like what it means to us, or sources of our joy.
Yeah. And I think you touch on a really good point, is that the gratitude, the daily gratitude, right? That might not be easy for people to see or be proactive about pointing out every day. And I talked about like growth as one of the things that makes me really, or brings a lot of joy to me. For example, my friend started this accountability pod called the Great Accountability Pod. And GREAT is an acronym. So he got a bunch of us together and asked if we wanted to do it. Every day we commit to, you know, each of the letters, G being gratitude. So writing down three things you're grateful for each day. R is reading, whether that's an audiobook or reading, you know, a couple of pages. E is exercise. So it doesn't mean you have to be active, just anything that is good for your body. A is ascension. So anything that you're learning or aspiring. And then T is your tribe or your community, your friends, like what you're doing to stay connected. And we just finished the first quarter, and it was really cool and very okay, I can't think of the word, but it was really cool because for me, a lot of the times I will fall off with those types of like daily practices. But it was nice because you are doing it with your friends, and it's all in a Google Doc, so you get to see everyone's progress. And people do it differently too, like not everyone is writing out everything, but it was really nice to be doing that with friends. And since then, I've finished two books. Honestly, I have not finished a book from start to finish in years. I can't even remember the last time. And just within a few months, I was able to finish two books, and then am in the middle of two other books. And that was just, you know, the daily practice of doing it little by little that made me want to just continue. And that personal growth just added, or the personal growth at the end of that just made me practice it more, and it became easier to do, whether that's being grateful for something or reading or doing something for your body, you know, any of that. It just made it easier the more you practiced. And I know that it's harder to break up a habit. You just have to like create a new one, but that's all I had to do to be able to like finish one book. That was really cool.
Wait, that's really nice, like having that pod and being accountable to each other. But there's one thing you kept on saying that was resonating with me, mentioning the word practice or daily practices, which makes me think that like making joy a part of our lives eventually is a practice. Like,
yeah,
when you practice it, it will become a habit. And when it becomes a habit, then your life is going to be infused with joy. I think it's important for us to understand that we have to practice some of these things that are good for us, even if it's something as basic as playing. I'll say it this way. I don't have a family. And so I do not know what the dynamics of that are. But as a child growing up in a family, I feel like our parents had to practice to spend time with us, to do silly, they could be doing any other things, but you know, like maybe to play Monopoly with us. In my culture, where I come from, we have like, it's sort of like a community game, but it's an oral. It's an oral game. It's like koi koi dia, which is, it's sort of like riddles or whatever. We would spend hours with our parents doing this. And it was so funny because they would give you a puzzle and you would think and think. But I felt like it has to be a practice in order for it to become like an everyday thing that enables you to cultivate joy, but also to cultivate like a relationship or closeness in yourself. And that made me start thinking of like different things I do, like different things I've come to do over time to ensure that like I'm experiencing joy. Like it's, for me, it's a must to experience joy every week. And even as I was talking, I was like, oh my God, this involves even creating boundaries. Because like, if I'm not creating boundaries around certain aspects of my life in order to create moments for me to experience joy, then I won't be able to experience joy. It's just like, okay, everything is sort of like a ripple effect. Like, things are related to each other. It made me even remember the topic that we had on rest, because for me personally, having enough rest brings me joy. Like, it is so important. Like, for me to come back from home, I mean to come back from work, I need about 2 hours doing nothing, no brain activity, no like no housework, no anything. And just that practice of like just having 2 hours to myself from a day of work, it brings me so much joy. But it came from one, practice, and two, creating boundaries. Like, I had to learn to create boundaries, one, around my work. And then I had to practice like not doing anything and not feeling guilty. So I think like what everything you are saying made me think of like all these different things that like we can do, like to... Like, for example, another thing that brings me so much joy, and I think we talk about this all the time, but podcasting in itself, it like, I'm always happy. I'm always happy when we like get down to record, we're thinking of our topics, we're recording, like the whole thing, like in itself also enabled us both to learn like new skills. And I'm like, okay, it does bring me joy, and it's something that we actually make time for, because in our schedules, there probably wouldn't be time for podcasting.
Yeah.
Other things.
But I think it's also like a type of play, right? Because then we're getting to catch up, we're learning something new, and we're talking. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for Queerly, I see it as play because we... This is just creating our own brand, you know? And I guess, like, for me, I haven't, like, created my own brand. And I feel so, like, I feel so authentically me in Queerly because we're both doing it as, like, a collaborative thing and process. And it just feels really fun. Like, from like, when we first started and the inception of this idea of us working together, it just feels fun every single time we get together,
and it brings us joy.
Yeah.
It's and I like your spin on it being play, but I also like the fact that this is something that we do we wanted to do it, so we went ahead and did it. So it feels to me that like also something that can bring joy is exploring new things, like deciding, oh, I would like to explore this, or like going on an adventure. And adventures can be different and look different for different people. Personally, adventure brings me joy, like 100%. Like, sometimes I'm scared, like when we go, especially when we go out in nature and we're trying out some of these crazy adrenaline-filled activities. Sometimes I'm scared, but like when you're on the ride or whatever it is and you're screaming with glee and joy, it's just like an amazing feeling. The only thing I still, I don't think I'll try out bungee jumping ever.
Oh. I liked it. I also agree with you with exploration and adventure. I love extreme sports. So I've tried bungee jumping. I've tried skydiving, you know, helicopter rides. Like I snowboard, rock climb. I love being active and just trying new sports. And then I just got scuba certified. And that's a whole nother world underwater that now I get to explore, you know, which is so cool. But yeah, you're right. But I think that's the type of people that we are too. Like we like exploration. That's why it brings us joy. We like adventure. So that brings us joy. That doesn't bring everybody joy.
That's true. That's true. And I think that's why I think sources of joy then become personal. Because it's sort of like your own personal journey. And I think that's where we remember what's like intrinsic, like the intrinsic value or, you know, that joy that comes from inside. And, you know, as we're talking about people and play, for me, I realize spending time with family or spending time with very good friends brings me a lot of joy. Like, just even visiting cousins, I'm like, or I usually go see my sister and spend some time with her, talking to her. Or like when I spend time with my friends, like when I host them at home, it's just so much bliss. And so I'm just thankful of like, you know, having these opportunities of like people. I like parties. I like get-togethers. And these are all people-based activities. I like going out with friends. I like when Jenny calls me and is like, hey, Mary, would you like to join us? I don't know, this Saturday or this Friday for like Pride something something. And I'm like, yes. You know, I love things to do with people. And I think I'm not alone.
Because it's different for
different people.
Yeah. Not everyone likes that. But that sigh that you were like, I totally felt that. Because when even if I'm not doing anything, like when I get to see my best friends, which I don't normally get to see as often, and they all live in the Bay Area. Yeah, we can just be spending all day together, talking, not talking, sitting around, just being in the same room with each other. And it feels so healing and so nice. You know, it feels familiar. It feels warm. And same with like my friends here. You know, we can spend 10 hours sitting in one spot talking forever about anything and everything. Those are some of the best nights.
Like the absolute best, I'm telling you.
When time just doesn't even matter, you know?
Yeah. Have you experienced this? So I've experienced it a number of times, not all the time. Sometimes you can go somewhere, like maybe it's a community thing, community event, whatever it is, that has a purpose to it, right? So sometimes it's like maybe a 2-hour event. Then once that event is done, people like linger behind. And then this organic conversation that lasts hours just happens. Those are some of the most amazing experiences that I have. Like, and you can't recreate sometimes those conversations. They're just organic. Just the fact that people are together, probably going forward in the same direction on the same life path, and then this whole organic conversation like just takes place. Sometimes it's even life-changing for some of the people there. Those are the best.
It really is. It's the human connection,
right?
You know, right. I remember when my partner and I first started dating, we would keep talking forever and time just went by too quickly every single time. We just didn't want to sleep. And still to this day, like, I feel like I can just talk to her forever and just lose track of time and not really look at the clock or anything. You're just in that moment. And that's how, you know, these unique, magical human connections in those moments are so special. And yeah, those moments really bring me joy because that's very unique. to be able to have those human connections like that.
Yeah, pure joy. Joy at its best. The other thing that, like, we haven't really talked about, but for me, it brings me a lot of joy, is humor. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you. So, it's okay. Humor is different. And it's very cultural. So sometimes different humor might not hit as well, especially when you don't understand that culture. But for me, humor is hands down. It brings me so much joy. There are some people you listen to, everything that comes out of their mouth is absolutely hilarious. And it just brings me so much joy that there's people that think like that. My sister has this, like, her humor is just, she just makes me laugh. Or, like, there's people that share these, I don't know, people can make reels or videos and you're like, how did they think about this? And you're like laughing for an hour straight about something that, you know, someone did. So for me, humor, funny people, I love funny people. I love humor.
Laughter.
I think it brings
laughter brings me joy. Yeah. Yeah, you're 100%. Right. Like, humor could be different for different people. But just laughter itself is, especially the belly laughs where you can't breathe. Those are the best.
Those are the best. Like, this yesterday or the day before yesterday, I sat 10 hours nonstop, like, in front of my screen. And I was watching a Korean show, Alchemy of Souls. But I would laugh. Like, I wanted to watch every episode because their acting is so hilarious. Meanwhile, the description for Alchemy of Souls is actually fear and violence, which, of course, you know, there's a lot of fighting, and it's sort of like a fantasy show. But their acting is, I was like just laughing, and I was like, they should have added like humor or comedy to the to the whole description. And there's another thing that I appreciate so much, like my current boss, like you know, the big boss at my workplace, has the gift of humor.
He's
so funny, and I appreciate that. He is so funny. Like, even in, like, the most serious, let's say, meeting, he's gonna say something that is so hilarious. And I really appreciate, like, people that are funny. I appreciate laughter so much.
Me too. I feel like our friends are really funny. When I'm with them, they make me laugh so hard, and it really is healing. Laughter is healing, because, you know, if you're in a bad mood, or if you're just, like, not in a good place, and sometimes you don't like to laugh, or sometimes you just don't feel like laughing, right? But when it does come, and when it does come, like, naturally, it makes you physically feel better. Like, when if you're able to get to a place where you can laugh about something, it is healing, especially if you're going through a hard time, you know, and if you get to see something or hear something just for that one moment where you laugh, it's so healing.
Right.
Yeah.
When you were talking about your pod, great, your accountability pod, I think the E in that acronym is, like, exercise. And for me, exercise is not like, I haven't always been someone that exercises.
Yeah.
But once I learned how my body reacts to exercise, going to exercise for me is not easy. It takes a lot of mental work.
Yeah, me, like, neither.
Yeah, putting time aside every day to, like, you know, work different parts of your body, or, like, just to be active, for me is not easy. Even the process of being in there for, like, 45 minutes to 1 hour, not easy. But the feelings, the euphoria, the joy that I feel after is what keeps me going back.
Yeah.
Like, every single day. And, like, those benefits, like the joy, like, I'm usually happy and high energy after exercise. It had to be a habit. It had to be a habit that I had to cultivate in my life, because I knew it was, like, paramount to me feeling that joy in my life. So
same.
Exercise, when I'm not definitely good.
Yeah, when I'm not active, like you said, like, if you're not exercising, if I'm not active, I can definitely get into a slump, and then I don't feel grounded, or I, you know, get easily irritated. But for me, I think being active means a lot of different things. And I like to do different types of like activities. So like rock climbing, roller skating, like snowboarding, any of these types of things that get me and my body moving, I think I find the most joy in doing these activities that like require your physical body to sweat a little, you know. But I like roller skating, or like not just running on a treadmill, you know. Like for me, I need to be doing something other than like running or walking. But I know it is good to have like to be able to run and walk, and that's the easiest thing you can do, right? But I think for me, it brings me a lot of joy when I can learn a new sport and sweat from that new sport. And right, dancing. Like dancing, right? I can do that every single day.
Like, I love to
dancing
dance.
Dancing is like the best form of sport for me.
I love dancing and I love swimming. But when you were mentioning like some of those different forms of being active, I just realized like it's been a while since I engaged in some of these active, if I could call them active activities, not that doesn't make sense. If I engaged in some of these activities, especially that involve like moving the body, I think it's going to be my target over the next couple of months to sort of bring that back into my routine. I think one of the things I've been thinking about, and I know it will bring me joy, is learning how to skateboard. I am scared. I am petrified. I'm like, oh my God. But it's one of those things like I am planning to give it a go. Like just try it out and see. I mean, if I fail, yeah, but at least I'll have tried out a different form of activity that could potentially become one of my number one.
What's that would it, be pastime? So fun. Like biking. I feel like I got really into biking in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been doing it in a while, but when I do get on a bike and just get to bike, that's one thing. Like when I travel, I love doing bike tours. It's a really good way to see a city.
It's good.
Walking, yes, but also biking, it just feels so free, you know.
I love biking. I haven't done it in a long time. I don't even own a bike, so I'm gonna add that number.
I don't
two
either.
Yeah, number I one, skateboarding. Number two, biking.
Biking. Yeah. We should do that this summer.
Let's do it. I'm totally down for it. Let's do it. Yes. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Something else that has been bringing me a lot of joy in the past few weeks has been Asian representation and Asian excellence in the media. That has been giving me so much joy to see people who look like me thrive, especially in media. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm referring to Everything Everywhere All at Once and all of their awards that they've been getting. But what I think is so special about this film is that it's about a queer Asian girl like seeking radical acceptance from her mom, you know, and her mom really going through like the multiverse to like save her daughter. It just blows my mind that it is an Asian queer, you know, girl that this movie is around. I mean, obviously there are a lot of other themes, but like at the center of it, it's about this queer Asian girl, daughter. And that just makes me so happy because this film has the most awards, I believe, of all time right now. Wow. Most awarded film in history with more than 260 awards.
Incredible.
And I just think like these are huge wins that celebrate, you know, my community. And that just makes me happy and emotional, and yeah, that has been bringing me a lot of joy.
That's actually a pretty valid point. So from what everything that you shared, I was like, okay, so representation is a big deal. So is recognition. Is like being able to see yourself in something that's winning or something that's getting a global platform. Definitely a win. And I was like, okay, so representation and recognition.
I like that. Representation and recognition.
Right?
Yeah.
They do bring us, like, even in our own, you know, personal lives, representation and recognition do bring us joy. So thank you for sharing about that. And like, for me, the final thing is I tattooed Black Joy on my body to remind myself to always cultivate a practice of joy, of experiencing life from a point of joy. So, peace.
I love that. I love that so much. I know we talked a lot about joys, our personal joys, but what is your queerly noted for today?
My queerly noted for today is make time to do things that bring you joy. Mic drop. What about you, Jenny?
Let's see. I'm going to say, because we brought it up in the beginning about play, I'm going to say don't be afraid to play and excel in that joy.
I love that.
It's okay. It's okay to play. I know times are tough and I think the world can feel like it's in shambles, but find the small moments where you're allowing yourself to play and to feel the joy. Just find those small moments, however small they may be.
I love it. Until next time.
Till next time. Love y'all.
Bye.
If you want to support Queerly, follow, rate, and leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice.
We would love to hear from you, so please reach out to us at hi.queerly@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at Queerly Community. That's QUEERLYQMUNITY. Love y'all!